Please, O Lord, our God, make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. Please, O Lord, our God, make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Today, I want to do something a little bit different. It's summer, Camp Roll the Door is coming up, so I'd like to bring little things that we do at camp to you guys. Today, Dave mentioned in his mini drosh here before a Torah service that we read about the Tamid. You know, you mentioned, well, these boring passages that we read are all about the sacrifices and all these things. But then he also referenced that, well, we bring this into our service today, that the sacrifices, in a sense, we, not that we replicate them in our the way we understand it, but that we remember them and bring them into our face with the prayers. And one particular prayer that's supposed to represent the Tamid is the Amidah. And so what I want to do today is and teach us all about the Amidah. And we're going to just get into it and walk through it and give a sense of the order and the blessings and how it all works together and hopefully walk away with a way to enter into this a little bit more deeply. So what I need is 22 volunteers. Come on up. 22 volunteers. Again, we're doing this a little bit camp style. So, okay, would you like to be first? Okay. Come on, we need 22 of you. That's most of the room right now. What's that? What's that?
Number two, the resurrecting zombies.
You can do
zombies.
The resurrecting zombies. Okay. Would you like to be a vote?
Sure, I'll be a vote.
A vote, okay. Yes, you need to order yourselves. Organize yourselves. You are zombies. Okay.
I'm zombies.
Would you like to be holiness?
Sure.
Okay. Organize yourselves here. Let's see. Joey, can you help everyone organize? You know the blessings there. Okay, here we go. Okay, take one. You're ordered by a number. Your card has a number on it. By the end of camp, they've got this down so quickly because our theme this year is the Amidah, and so they have to do this in like under 30 seconds, and they get cabin points and stuff for, you know, for organizing themselves quickly. Oh, one four can sit down. The red four can sit down for a second. Here, I don't know if we're right order here. Let's just speed this up here. Did I tell you that this involves making up a dance move? All right. Let's see if you guys can get in order. It's the opening meditation, closing meditation, and then the blessings are all organized by number. Okay? Are you guys all organized? Those of you who are watching can see this, but those of you who are not watching cannot see this. Now, what we're going to do, let me give a little bit of introduction about the Amidah. We're going to quickly walk through these blessings, and we're going to just learn the flow and the order of what this is all about. And this is a visual to help us to see this. So, of course, the Amidah we prayed after the Shema section, right? Well, Hatzi Kaddish. So the way the service works is we move in through Pazuke de Zimra, which is like verses of Psalms where we sing Psalms from the book of Psalms. This is all about preparing our hearts for worship, and it stems back to the days in the temple when Levites would come and they would recite the entire book of Psalms before they would enter into the Tamid. Isn't that amazing? So we do the same thing in our synagogue, we sing songs. Now, after the Pazuke de Zimra, we move into the Shema. Now, you know the Shema, but the Shema has blessings before it and blessings after it. Blessings from creation, redemption, to revelation all the way through. Right after the Shema is like a confessional of our faith. This is what we believe, telling God who He is. Does that make sense? Then we move into the Amidah. And the way the sages have constructed this is that the whole service is like the temple. So we move into the temple, Pazuke de Zimra, Shema, and the Holy of Holies, when we open the ark in our synagogue, is the Amidah. The Amidah is a word in Hebrew means standing. It's the standing prayer. It's when we're standing before God's presence. And we have a conversation with Him, and we talk with Him. And that's why this is the Tamid. This is the core of the Jewish service. After the Amidah, what do we move into? On Shabbat, we have the Torah service. The Torah service is like a service in and of itself. And Moses goes up the mountain and hears from God. That's the Amidah. And then he takes what he's learned and takes the tablets down to the people. That's the Torah service, when we read from the scroll and we reenact Mount Sinai. And then our concluding prayers is when we say the Eleinu and tell God that He's wonderful and amazing. So let's hone in right now, right into the Amidah. What we're looking at here is the weekday Amidah. And we're going to get into the Shabbat Amidah that we pray here. So if this is a little different than what you're used to, if you don't pray the daily Amidah, that's why. Now, a couple different ways we pray the Amidah. One, if you have less than 10 people, you're praying it by yourself, then it's prayed silently. Yet, it's not really silently. The tradition is that we say the words with our mouth, but so that the person standing next to us can't hear them. And it comes from in Samuel, where Hannah went in and prayed desperately for a child. And it says that she prayed fervently with her heart, and her mouth moved, but no one could hear what she was saying. And so if she prayed like that, then we pray like that. That's the idea. So we pray this quietly. Now, this also reminds us of how Yeshua taught us to pray in secret, in a sense. So it's like this is our very intimate time with God. Now, if there are more than 10 people, then what we do is we have what's called a repetition. So in traditional places, synagogues, you might experience a full silent prayer, and then we repeat the entire thing out loud. And the reason we do that is in case someone was there and they didn't know the Hebrew and they couldn't enter in, then we say it out loud so that they can at least say amen and join together. That's where the repetition comes from. Now, there's another tradition that developed, which we do here over time, called the Heki Kedusha. That's when we do a combination. We do the first three blessings out loud and then the remainder silently. And that's why we do that here, which is what we just prayed this morning. Does that make sense? Okay, those are just some little insights. Now, the Amidah is a brilliant prayer. It's an amazing prayer. It's an ancient prayer. It goes back to 500 BCE. So this concept, this thematic structure was around in Yeshua's day, though it wasn't written down in quite the same order and quite the same detail. What we have in the beginning is an opening meditation, and then you see the green here? The first three blessings are broken out into praise. So you guys say praise.
Praise.
Okay, then the purple blessings are all of our requests. Now, within the purple blessings, the first six of you are personalized requests. The next six are communal requests. Praise, communal requests, and then we move into thanksgiving and closing blessing. And so the idea here is that, like a servant entering into the presence of a king, he begins with praise. Then he moves into his requests, you see, and then we move into the corporate requests, and then we move into thanksgiving. Praise, requests, thanksgiving. This is a model of Jewish prayer. All of this comes together. Now, I don't want you to be concerned with remembering all the blessings. You can always look that up, but the whole idea is to get the whole flow so that you know what you're praying and what we're getting into. When we pray the Amidah, there's a tradition that we pray it with our legs together. So everyone put your feet together like this. Does anyone know why? One leg. If we read in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel encountered God. He was transported into the throne room. And it says that he saw the throne room of God, you know, like all these colors and all these different creatures. There were these creatures that were around that had like wings and four different faces. Do you remember this passage? And they had eyes and they had wheels that were spinning. But they had two legs that were fused together into one. And so the idea is in the Amidah, like Ezekiel, we're standing before the throne room. And so we get distracted when we pray. But angels, they don't. They're focused singularly on the throne of God. And so when we pray the Amidah, we bring our feet together to remind ourselves to be like angels, to focus and to not get distracted. So we bring our feet together. Now, when we pray the Amidah, the custom is you don't get distracted at all. So you don't move away from the Amidah. We don't walk around during the Amidah. That's why you see that when we go up to the ark, we go up right before we start the Amidah, and then we stay up there all the way until we end. That's the reason we don't move around during that time, because it's such a focused prayer, because we're standing in the presence of God. Okay? So let's go through it. So if you could read out loud where it says, just in the English, the bottom part of your prayer.
Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise.
Okay, and that's when we sing Adonai Sefavtai Titaku Fia Gita Kilatecha. Okay?
Blessed are you, Hashem, who protects Abraham and remembers Sarah.
Right, so a vote. I'm going to just mention a little thing about this. So a vote is when we're reminding ourselves of our ancestors and who we are and where we come from. It's about identity.
Blessed are you, Lord, who gives life to the dead.
Yeah, so this is the zombie prayer. No, of course, we will not come back as zombies. We will come back as rejuvenated and renewed beings. But when I pray this prayer, I like to really enter into this prayer and see that Yeshua really will take care of all things and let all of our anxieties go, because, of course, if he can resurrect the dead, what else can he do in our lives?
Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God.
Right. So now, the third blessing, if you're praying by yourself, is a short blessing. What we do here when you have a minion, it's a longer blessing. And the idea here is it's all about being in the presence of God. That's why we say, Kadosh, 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 and we lift up. We actually lift our heels up with our feet together, raising ourselves into the presence of God. And we're singing what the angels would sing. So we're joining the choir of angels during this blessing of Kadosh. That's praise. Okay, Margaret?
Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously gives knowledge.
Okay, so binah, wisdom, knowledge. This is a prayer if you're praying on your own during the daily Amidah, when you can start to improvise on it a bit. You pray the prayer and then you can begin to ask God for things in your life. I like to ask him for wisdom on being a dad or a husband or a rabbi and all kinds of different things in life. And it's a great opportunity to really focus on those themes.
Okay, blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is a time to repent of things. So it's like you can use this as an outline in a way and pray along these themes.
Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one, who gives us abundant forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Focus on Yeshua's forgiveness and even repent and ask for forgiveness and receive during this time.
Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel.
Okay, I like to focus on Yeshua's redemption here.
Blessed are you, Lord, healer of the sick of Israel.
Yes. Now, as Messianic Jews, this is really important. And one thing you can do here if you pray the Amidah on your own is you can have a sticky note or a page with all of the people that you're praying for, and you can pray for them during this time in the Amidah.
Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years.
Okay, this is about prosperity. This is the time when you could pray for a new job. Pray for things to go well in your life and others' lives. Now we're moving into communal requests. See, those were personal, now we're moving into communal.
Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people Israel.
Right, like we read in Jeremiah today, all coming together. Mm-hmm.
Blessed are you, Lord, who loves righteousness and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are you, Lord, who breaks those who oppose you and humbles sinners.
Mm-hmm. This is a prayer, I won't get into the history of this prayer, but this is a prayer where we're praying for evil to be overcome in the world today.
Blessed are you, Lord, who is the support and trust of the righteous.
So this is praying for all of the righteous in the world. And I like to see this as a time to pray for all followers of Yeshua as well, especially those who are being persecuted.
Blessed are you, Lord, builder of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the glory of salvation flourish.
Mm-hmm. This is all about Yeshua returning.
Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer.
Yes. Now, this blessing is about prayer. And there's even a tradition, even in Orthodox Jewish settings, where at this point in the prayer service is when you add all of your own supplications. So there's flexibility within this. So you could take a time and just pray. Pour your heart out to God during this time.
Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his presence to Zion.
This prayer is called Avodah, which means service, and it's really about restoring the temple service. But part of it is that we're grateful that we can walk in his service of the king and the things that we can do and bring it all together.
Blessed are you, Lord, your name is good, and to you it is fitting to give thanks.
Now this is an amazing prayer if you read this, and I really recommend taking this prayer and internalizing it, going slow. It's all about thanking God for every detail of our lives. And if you pray this, and then you can add in the things that you're thankful for, it cultivates a gratitude in your life, which cultivates joy and lightness and helps us to step outside of our own problems and into God's bigger picture.
Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace.
With peace. And we all want to pray for world peace. We did our City Ruach prayer street on the street there, and there were a few people that said, well, you know, let's pray for world peace together. And we met out there. And so we hold hands and pray for world peace together, you know. And that's what we do. It's good. It's a good thing. It's a holy thing.
My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking slanderously.
See how this mirrors the first prayer? Open my lips. And open my lips comes from when Ezekiel was in that vision and he couldn't talk, and an angel came and opened his mouth and gave him a scroll, and then he could speak. Or when Isaiah's in the presence of God, he also couldn't talk, and then the hot coal went out and touched him and sanctified his lips so that we could speak. The idea is we also need that sanctification, so we open this up. But then when we're leaving, sanctify us as we're leaving as well. And notice how in the beginning we walked 3 steps forward into prayer, because we're approaching the presence of God. And the first blessing, you'll see us bow. Baruch atah Adonai. And the way you bow is you go down for Baruch atah, and then you come up for Hashem, for Adonai, because you face the Lord out of respect. So that's why we do that. And then we pray the bowing again for the thanksgiving. Do you guys see the order here? Okay. What I'd like to do, just to give you a sense of the order, let's go through it quickly and just say as loud as you can your blessing, and we're going to say the blessings as loud as you can all the way through.
Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise.
Blessed are you, Hashem, who protects Abraham.
Blessed are you, Lord, who gives life to the dead.
Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God.
Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously gives knowledge.
Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance.
Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one, who gives us abundant forgiveness.
Blessed are you, Lord, redeemer of Israel.
Blessed are you, Lord, healer of the sick of Israel.
Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years.
Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people Israel.
Blessed are you, Lord, who loves righteousness and judgment.
Blessed are you, Lord, who breaks those who oppose you and humbles sinners.
Blessed are you, Lord, who is the support and trust of the righteous.
Blessed are you, Lord, builder of Jerusalem.
Blessed are you, Lord, who makes the glory of salvation flourish.
Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer.
Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his presence to Zion.
Blessed are you, Lord, your name is good, and to you it is fitting to give thanks.
Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with.
My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking slanderously.
You see the flow here? Now, we won't do it today, but at camp we have everyone make up dance moves and they do this whole thing and we go really wild with this. Now, I want you to get this sense. Now, I said before this prayer is so old, but it goes all the way back to the 500s BCE. There were oral versions of these prayers. We have different versions that are recorded and written down. And I want to give you a really neat sense. We don't know for sure. Different scholars debate about it. But when Yeshua's disciples come up and say, listen, how do we pray? What does he say? He says, pray like this, our Father in heaven, or Avinu in heaven, Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. The whole prayer goes over the themes, just like the Amidah, and is very similar to some other first, second century early Amidah prayers that we have. So if we look at the first section in green for praise, our Father in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise. Do you see that? It's following the same thematic structure. This is just expanded. Then we move into all of our requests. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins, for we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. These are all of our requests. It's like a summary of this middle blessing. You see that? And then, of course, in thanksgiving, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. This is the gratitude that we talk about in the end of the Amidah. Isn't that neat? So it's possible that when Yeshua's disciples came and asked him, how do we pray? He said, you know, pray like you do in the synagogues. Pray these prayers. And so when we pray the Amidah, I like to see the Amidah in along those lines. It's like this is something that Yeshua really asked us to enter into. And sometimes if you don't have time to do the whole Amidah, you can do the Lord's Prayer, you know, as like a shortened version of it, or pray along the different themes that we have. Now, what I want to do now is if all of you purple cards, requests, you could all sit down, and then the red card go up, but you guys stay up, and you guys scrunch over this way. What did we just do? We just condensed it. We shortened it. Why? Seven blessings, 7 days, okay? But what did we get rid of? We got rid of all the petitions. And the idea, it comes from on Shabbat, take it easy. Today is a day to relax in God's presence. Today is a day of praise. It's a day of thanksgiving. It's not a day to ask him for all of these things. And so what we do is we actually remove the requests and we replace it with a prayer that sanctifies the day of Shabbat. Isn't that neat? So we still have, you know, we have praise, and then we have this sanctification of the Shabbat, thanksgiving, closing meditation. And that's the conclusion of that. So when we pray the Amidah, right after we do the third blessing, we go into the holiness of the day, and that's that prayer. Now, I should say that in the daily Amidah, if you pray this 3 times a day, the Shabbat blessing changes every time you pray. And it goes on Shabbat evening on Friday night. It's a focus on creation, the beginning. And then as you move into Shabbat morning, which is the one we prayed today, it's a focus on revelation, God giving his revelation. And then again, as the Shabbat comes to a close, we pray a blessing that focuses on redemption. And that's the flow of Shabbat: creation, revelation, and redemption. And so if you really enter into this, it turns Shabbat not just into a day to step back and not go to your job, which is kind of the basic, but it's also a time of entering into God's story for the world. And then that story for the world comes into your own life and into your own heart and into your own things that you're going through. And it informs who we are and how we think about life. It informs the choices that we make and the relationships that we have and how we, our attitudes about everything. You know, and that's why Jewish prayer is so important. It's because it's not just our own individual words. It mixes with those things, but it brings us into a corporate experience that's bigger than ourselves and can take us out of our issues and help us to see a bigger picture. So what we're doing on Shabbat is we really, you know, we're sanctifying time, if you will. We're creating a space in the world that's really for God, for him, right in the middle, right there in the middle of our prayer. You know, I've talked a lot here about stillness and spending time with God and listening and whatnot, and I want to suggest that praying the Amidah in your own life can actually be incorporated into that whole experience. You can sort of seamlessly bring them together and create a space where you're not only just you and God and growing in that space and learning to hear his voice, but you're also being informed by what he's given us in the Torah and through our tradition and through our people and all these wonderful things. To close, we just want to encourage you guys to, when we pray this prayer on Shabbat, really enter into the individual blessings and make this prayer your own. And grab a siddur and try to pray through the blessings, even just the themes in English, and see how it goes. So Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, everyone, for coming up and holding time. Please, O Lord, our God, let the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. Please, O Lord, our God, let the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths, in the mouths of your people. In the mouths of the house of Israel, in the mouths of the people, in the mouths of the house of Israel, and may your descendants and the descendants of your people, Israel.